Our next guest, the first woman to announce her candidacy for president for the Republican nomination this time around, Carly Fiorina, on the line with us this morning. And Carly, I want to get right to it. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning, Steve.
Glad to have you here. Obviously, most people know that you have the background as the CEO of Hewlett-Packard and a tremendous business background. You led that company from 1999 to 2005. I think the first woman to lead one of the top 20 U.S. companies in American history. So your accomplishments are significant. You also graduated from MIT and Stanford. Your education is tremendous. But why did you decide to run for president? I want to find out what your driving motivation was.
Well, you know, I started out as a secretary, Steve, and I've had tremendous opportunities in this nation. And I look at where we are today, and I think we're really at a pivotal point. I worry that my two granddaughters aren't going to have the same possibilities that I've had. I think we need to restore growth and vitality and innovation and possibilities in our economy for every American. I think our government is completely out of control, unaccountable, too costly, too inept, and it's crushing possibilities in this nation. And finally, I think we need to restore leadership in the world. And as I look at the job of president, I think now it takes someone who understands how the economy works, someone who understands how the world works and who's in the world, someone who understands how bureaucracies work, because government is one big, giant bureaucracy now, someone who understands technology, which is a great tool, and finally, someone who understands executive decision-making and leadership, which is not something you read about in a book. It's something you learn by doing over a lifetime.
Or something you pontificate about in the teacher's lounge. I understand that. Okay, so I've asked each candidate that's been on so far, then lay it out for me. You did there pretty close, but I want to say, what are the three most important things, the three biggest challenges facing America today? Is it home? Is it abroad? In your estimation, Carly, what are the three things that we have to focus on and prioritize them for me?
Well, it's both. First, we must restore, as I suggested, growth and vitality and innovation in our economy so that everyone has real possibilities in their lives. I mean, too many people are constrained now. Closely related to that, we have to restore accountability and performance in the government. I mean, our government is just inept now, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and more bureaucratic. And of course, a too big, too inept government crushes economic vitality. So those are two closely related items. And finally, we need to lead in the world. That doesn't mean rushing off to war, but you look at what's going on with Russia, with ISIS, with Iran, with China. We are not leading, and as a result, our allies are turning elsewhere for help, and our adversaries continue to press forward.
Well, these are clearly big problems. Okay, so let's talk about this. Obviously, your name recognition is not what it's going to need to be if you're going to secure the nomination. Obviously, you need to become better known. And then there becomes the problem of raising money. These campaigns take tremendous amounts of money. Some people say maybe as much as $1 billion. Obviously, you're well-connected in the business world and have some donors you can find. But what about that? What about the kind of money it's going to take to compete this time around? How are you going to pull that off?
Well, as you suggest, I don't have the name ID of, say, the professional politicians running. I mean, most people running have been in politics all their life. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think ours was intended to be a citizen government. And I think somehow we've gotten used to this idea that only the professional political class can play. I don't think it's a particularly good idea. So I have to work extra hard to get to know people. And it's why I appreciate, for example, having this conversation with you this morning. Of course, a presidential campaign takes a lot of money, but it doesn't take all that money all at once. I'm not going to raise as much money as others in this race, for sure. But I can raise enough money to continue to go the distance and to get to know more and more people. The debates will be critically important because they will focus people's attention on the field. And I think as I spend a lot of time in places like Michigan at the dinner I was at last week, or Iowa or New Hampshire or South Carolina, or today I'm in Florida, what I sense is a real appetite on people's part for something and someone different. Because I think people know that we are at a pivotal point and that what we've been doing hasn't been working real well. So maybe we need to try something and someone different.
Republican candidate Carly Fiorina this morning on the Steve Gruber Show. All right, Carly, you're in Florida. Let's talk about that for a second. Obviously, Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio, two candidates that are polling pretty well right now. Would you ever consider taking a position as a vice presidential candidate on a ticket?
Well, you know, I'm running for president, and I'm running for president because I think I can win the job, and I think I can do the job.
Well, clearly, and I mean, that's why you got into the race. So, okay, you're in Florida today. You're on a schedule that takes you around the country day after day. How has your reception been? Are you shaking hands with a lot of folks? Do you think that you're connecting with people? Because a lot of it's retail politics, as you know.
Well, that's right. And the good news is, you know, I draw my energy from people. I love meeting people. I think their stories are fascinating. And so I have to say I've been tremendously encouraged. It's why I got into this race. I've been on a pretty heavy schedule of meeting people for the last 4 or 5 months, and I jumped in because I have gotten so much encouragement. I really appreciated being in Lansing last week at the Chamber of Commerce event and got a tremendous reception there. You know, we're going to an event later in Florida where we expected about 40 people. We're going to have over 200 people. And that's the kind of reception I get everywhere I go. People are curious, but I think beyond that, people recognize that we need leadership now, and perhaps we need to look for that leadership from outside the rank and file of professional politicians.
I think a lot of people believe that, too, Carly. I think a lot of people believe that. We've got to run, but I'm going to give you 15 seconds here, Carly, for the last word.
Well, I think our nation is at a pivotal point, and I'm doing this to restore new possibilities for every American, regardless of their circumstances, and because I think leadership is now required.
Carly Fiorina, thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve. Have a great day.